The Scarecrow's Lessons. Once of the ago, a boy was walking through the summer fields alone and not on his family's land. He loved to wander the fields. Normally, he waited till after dark, but this is an afternoon hike. Sky was gray and threatening rain. Threat was delivered in the form of a downpour. The boy was 2 miles from home, and the only nearby cover was the shelter belt. This is a line of trees planted at the end of the Dust Bowl. The thick trees kept most of the rain off him. Drops of rain plinked the many wind chimes that hung here. All different shapes and sizes. Metal, glass, ceramic. Who put these here and why would they do it? It seemed somehow ceremonial. And the ground below the trees was sprinkled with red and green cardboard cutout hands. It reminded him of some sort of school holiday grade school project. The hands were folded and bent from getting rained on a few times. Looks like they had been left out since early spring. That's when he met the Scarecrow Shaman. An old shaman from way back in his grandfather's, great-grandfather's even time. Somehow the boy was not frightened by the animated scarecrow. He was fascinated instead. Scarecrows have always been a tribe of storytellers, so they appreciate nothing more than listeners. The boy sat down cross-legged as Scarecrow told him his first story. The boy asked about the red and green cardboard cutout hands. Scarecrow told him that they blow in on a south wind from another world every year on the same day. Scarecrow did not know too much about how or why this happens. He did know that children in some other world that occupies the same physical space as our own make them. In this other world, society and technology are much like our own. The oldest known temple was somewhere around 40,000 years old, mostly constructed of megalithic stones, once wooden plant materials that have rotten away. A wonder it was to science. But then they discovered caves beneath the structure. In these caves were signs of human activity at least 10,000 years earlier than the construction of the temple. All along the cave walls were handprints made by children, hands dipped in vibrant red and green paint. The paint is the most amazing part of all. Modern synthetic latex you might buy at a hardware store today, but pressed handprints of it made 50,000 years ago. A long, warm, wonderful summer with no school. The boy often returned to the shelter belt with its cascades of wind chime calm. The next visit, he asked the scarecrow, "Are you alive? How can you talk if you're made out of straw?" The scarecrow told the boy about an old tradition, now almost forgotten. The small farming towns and areas would use human sacrifice as a way of fluffing up the crops. There was a council of elders consisting of the most wealthy farmers. They would choose the most unwelcome townsperson, to them anyway, member of the area, and normally this was a drunk or a drug user. Scarecrow was once a normal person. He once had a name, but his name and much of his human life have been forgotten over the years. The townsfolk selected some men to fetch him from his shack. the local law enforcement, high school jocks, a few other guys like that, beating up a drunk on a quest. Even if you suspect that you might be selected for the death of the year, you don't know when it's going to be happening, your abduction. A couple bad cases have fled the town weeks before the ritual night of the dream cheese. The jocks are planning on getting him early. The capture of his this year's sacrifice seemed to come a little earlier every year. Being as lower class citizens often fled or made themselves hard to find until the killing was over. Ed Gorlow evaded being caught 3 years running. He of the drunken blackouts, home invasions, and exposing himself to any female not in safe company. 14 weeks before the deed, he would vanish. Many suspected he had somewhere a still, so he didn't have to buy liquor in town. But they got him 3 months early one night while he slept on a park bench. The biggest of the jocks suddenly jumped up to plunk his heavy ass down on a sleeping man's belly. The man woke with a He couldn't breathe, and his struggles were weak as they beat him up and put him in a hold. He was taken to the holding room. Three drunk jocks got the year's prize. It's free sodas from the soda shop until the execution of the new prisoner. And lots of attention and bragging rights. Drinking is forbidden in this town, but jocks age 16 and up are allowed, since they are basically holy warriors, fighters for the honor of the town. The highest income earners also are allowed to buy booze because they're responsible. They also get the DECA vote, meaning one of your votes equals 10 votes from the other townsfolk. Now the men destined to be made into the scarecrow is locked up, fed nasty meals full of special herbal mixes to help prepare the body. He shall be transformed into a smelly black substance that resembles cheese. A cheese that smells like still wet roadkill on a July afternoon. A cheese so sweet, so delicious, yet so nasty. You must strain not to vomit with each nibble, but a vibration starts in the genitals and spreads throughout the body of ecstasy. People dance and scream, some fall writhing with visions. Others writhe in orgasmic bliss. It never rained this night, not once in recorded history. Oh, that special time when a small town's rural warfare and backcountry savagely is a big part of the reason why these towns stay so small. High death rate. But it all goes down to natural biorhythms and planting sessions and seasons and traditions repeated from behind the veil of murky time.